Talking today with Mike Schulte. Mike, of course, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. As we continue to follow the 2010 hard red winter wheat harvest across the state of Oklahoma, Mike, I know you've been in contact with some of the folks that have been able to continue moving on with harvest. A few folks have been washed out for a day or so, but others have had a chance to work right through this week thus far. Tell us what you're hearing right now out in harvest country.
Yeah, we have had rains up in northern Oklahoma in places. Yesterday had half inch to inch and a half in places. That's really kept people out of the fields, especially kind of up in that Pond Creek Hunter area. Of course, the wheat up there is still awful green in those places. Depending on the planting dates, though, hopefully tomorrow there will be some producers in those regions that will try it at least and hopefully get in the field by the end of the week in that part of the state. In southwest Oklahoma, things are just going in full force. Frederick area reports are that they're about 99% complete with harvest, just really pretty much wrapping things up. Hobart area, that part of the state, probably 90% complete with harvest. And then we have this area, Minco and Tuttle area down in kind of central Oklahoma, where they're kind of, 30% complete to a quarter percent complete, just finished with harvest. And things, though, throughout most regions of the state look to be very favorable when it comes to test weights that we're seeing on wheat. We're seeing a lot of 62s, 65s. Yields in southwest Oklahoma, we're hearing a lot of high 20s to mid-30s. And then as we move into central Oklahoma, we're hearing a lot of mid-30s to mid-40s in places. Out by Hydro area, we've heard some reports of, 55 bushel wheat being cut. And then as we move on up into the northern parts of the state, where Watonga, it had rained out there a little, and the wheat is a little bit behind in those regions. Not as much coming in Kingfisher areas, but hopeful that the yields are going to be relatively high in those regions out there. We do have some issues with protein right now in the state. Minimum requirements of what they're taking in down at the Gulf at the 12% range. We're seeing a lot of proteins all over the board. We're seeing a lot of reports of 10.5% protein. We're also seeing a lot of reports of 11.5s out there. We're hopeful that that average of the protein still in the state will be 11.5 to 11.7 range, but it is having an impact on what we are seeing with price right now and movement of grain into the Gulf areas. We are trying to work on that and see what we can do. We're also looking to Kansas. Hopefully there's some areas up there where the crop did stress in places out in western Kansas. We're hoping that we will possibly find some pockets of protein up there that are going to be able to help us blend the crop, and hopefully we'll get out of this situation.
Mike, one thing: are y'all getting some calls as far as are you getting some feedback from producers right now as far as some of this discussion about dockage this year?
We are getting some feedback. There's lots of things that go into account when the elevators are looking at the wheat they are taking in. We are getting some calls. A lot of times the new settlement sheets of what we've been seeing as far as what they've been posting at the elevators as to what they are going to do on their dockage have changed this year. And we are seeing elevators dock both dockage and now taking out foreign material. There are some producers that are not happy about that. They're not pleased. But we are having problems with rye and foreign material in the state, a lot more problems than we've had in the past. And this is just, the specifications that are being brought down to them from larger places and at the Gulf market. So it's kind of unfortunate, but this is kind of what we're looking at right now.